Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sara's View of Life. I'm all the way from the UK. I am Sara Troy. If you're watching the video, sorry, it's a bit dark. I am in the guest room of my brother's home, so we don't have the lighting here. But I have had a wonderful first 2.5 weeks here in England, seen a lot of things, gone to a lot of shows. Movies, gone out to eat, had a wonderful time with my brother and sister, and it's really been wonderful to catch up because it's been so long since we've been together, and family is extremely important, isn't it? But also, while I'm here, my brother, who is a literary major, taught people at the master's level and how to write, is helping me edit our Forgotten Children series book, also helping me edit my own book. And so that Forgotten Children series book will be there very, very soon, out for Christmas. And it's a book that supports children by bringing around awareness of what is going wrong, what issues we need to address, how we need to change our approach towards our children. Because clearly, when we're looking at our teens and our youth and even young adults today, there's something missing, and we need to pay more attention to that as to how we raise them and how we invest in our children. Because if we don't, we're just going to have dysfunctional adults. So this is a piece that I wrote. And yes, there is a war going on with Israel and Palestine. There is a war going on in Ukraine. There is a war going on in the economy, in the health sector, in the political sector. Everywhere you go, there is a war. But what if by investing in our children, wars wouldn't be something that was so obviously going to happen? We have a dysfunctional society today, folks, and that's because we've become so utterly divided and so angry and so angst and so weaponized in every way. Actual weapons of mass destruction, weapons of accusation, weapons of verbal destruction, weapons in the economy. There's so much going on that it's causing so much damage, not only to our now, but to the ground in which we grow our beautiful fruits, our children. And it is causing a complete decline in the human race. And if we do not put the finger in the dam now, we are going to be damned. And I'm sorry to say that, but it is really that. But I am asking for help. I have brought together 12 authors that each one of them are contributing a chapter to this book from their own expertise, whether they're a foster parent, whether they're a teacher, or they've worked with children in some ways, they're working with parents, they're trying to prevent kids commit crime, the children with autism, children with DADD, you'll find all about that. All of this type of thing is by bringing awareness to where our children are at and helping people navigate through that, we're going to make a stronger society for children to grow up in by that awareness. Each one of these authors has contributed their time. Their time. They're going to be doing a summit. They've contributed the chapter. They're going to be doing the audiobook. They are here to make sure that chapter gets out of this knowledge so that we could be the difference that our children seek. So we're asking for your help, please. And this is what I'm asking. I've always strived to bring awareness and wisdom to my audience in any way that I can. Recently, I took some time away in the UK to be with my older siblings who have been facing significant health challenges. It's been a long 4 years since I was last meeting them, and it was a much needed reunion. However, this hiatus had its consequences. I have fallen behind in the fundraising efforts for our Forgotten Children book series, and it's currently far from reaching the required amount for publication. We have a wonderful team of 12 authors, plus myself, who have generously shared their expertise and wisdom on improving the lives of our children. They have dedicated their time to sharing this invaluable knowledge. I'm committed to ensuring that these authors don't bear the financial burden of this project. It's also intended to be a fundraiser. for their chosen organizations which are supporting children. And there are many beautiful organizations out there that are already helping children, so let's help them. Each author will allocate their portion of the proceeds of their prospective organizations furthering their vital work to do more for our children. Your support is greatly appreciated in making these visions into a reality. Are we asking too much of you? You, the listener, the reader, the supporter, while the world is indeed facing its share of brutal conflicts and widespread poverty, endeavors like our forgotten children are crucial because they contribute to showing a brighter future is possible. Stories and awareness that serve a beacon of hope and a catalyst for changes that's so desperately needed in our children's lives. By addressing the way we raise our children, focusing on education, societal values, mental health support, self-value, self-esteem, we can empower the next generation to find their purpose and place in the world. This in turn can reduce the cycle of discontent and anger that often leads to senseless violence and conflicts. It's about building a world where such wars become increasingly rare. I know it's a dream, but let's aim for that dream. And where compassion, understanding, and peace have a chance to prevail. Every effort counts in shaping that better future. I wholeheartedly support the turning of the Forgotten Children series into a series. I want to do at least 3 books on this. Also, Forgotten Seniors. That's another one of my passions. But right now, it's about the children and turning this into a series that each book will bring about more and more wisdom in different areas that we can apply to the raising of our children. Our author's initiative is to shed light on what's going wrong and how we can make positive changes is truly commendable. They've given their time and their expertise through their long careers in working with children. So let's give them the support they need in order to get this book out there, raising not only the funds, but the awareness that is needed. However, it is your support that is essential to making this endeavor a reality. Without the backing of individuals like you who believe in the importance of this cause, we cannot bring the book and its valuable insights to the forefront. Together, we can make a difference and contribute to a more compassionate and informed world. I do believe that, folks. I really do believe that. I do believe that we are the answer. If you've listened to any of my other shows, you know when I say you point the finger at society, government, or anything else, there's 3 pointing back at you. And those 3 are saying to you, but where are you in this equation? What's your responsibility? What are you doing about it? Because it isn't sit back and wait for everyone else. It's about us stepping up and doing something ourselves. What are we doing to make a difference? What are we doing to be a part of the solution? What are we doing collectively to address the problems and bring about those solutions in a way that really will truly serve not only our forgotten children, but humankind? We're in trouble, folks. Just have to watch the news. We are in trouble as a society, as a human society. And if we want to change this path, then we have to step up. We have to be a part of the equation. This is just a tiny drop that I'm bringing to you, a tiny drop, 12 authors. And I hope to bring many, many more on many other subjects too. But 12 authors who are contributing just a tiny drop in shifting perspectives and shifting the way we do things and bringing things about in a different way. You see, we are powerful. We are empowered, and when we empower each other, we make things so much better. So let's step up and let's do that. Let's support this. Now, if you go to theorchardofwisdom.org and put in Our Forgotten Children Book, you will actually see it on the tag there, Our Forgotten Children Book. That is a book where you can meet all the authors. You can see all the authors there. But it's also where you will see how you can support us. There's Crowdfunder, where you can support there. There's also PayPal. Either way, it doesn't matter. $5, $500, whatever you can is all appreciated, because every drop then helps us bring this book out into the public, bringing about that awareness. It puts them on Roku TV, where they're going to have more exposure to expose the writings of this book and what's needing to be addressed. And it brings more money to those organizations that need that help. So we are asking you, and I know it's a lot to ask, when you're being asked to support this war or this victim or that person, I know we've got the stitch in time. I know we've already got ladders all the way up the stockings, don't we? But it's about the next children. Can we put things in place now that our next young ones aren't going to be so confused and so angry and so frustrated and so lost and so unpurposeful? Can we step forth now and start educating, start illuminating on what we can do about it? I really want to make this a book series, folks. I really want to get a book out on forgotten seniors. That's another one where we're just tossing them to a side. There's a lot of books I want to bring to you by the people that I interview on self-discovery, wisdom.com. They've dedicated their lives to the work that they do, to whom they support. Now let's turn around and support them. A little goes an awful long way. So the orchardofwisdom.org, Our Forgotten Children book. See who all the authors are. Donate whatever you can. It will be appreciated. And when the book comes out, please buy. Buy for your friends. Have a book club. Have a conversation about it. There are things in there that you are unaware of, that you've never heard of, or from teachers that had to leave the teaching profession because of all the complications and their lack of support. They have been in the trenches. They know what it's like, and they're here now to share that awareness with you, so we know what we can do differently. So this is Sarah Troy from the UK signing off. I will be home next week, back to doing my regular shows. But in the meantime, folks, please support us. Every single drop counts, and I thank you. Bye for now.